Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. How is everyone feeling today? I know that I can feel the shift majorly. Since we had three major planets now finally move direct, we had Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn last week. I mean, that's some heavy energy that I know I could feel today. I went about my day and it was so smooth. All my errands that I'd been putting off, you know, we can look to Mercury retrograde for that. I did everything that had been on my to-do list, and all of a sudden it just made sense and I had the motivation to do it, and everything went perfectly pretty much in my day. Everything was a smooth day. So that's definitely Mercury moving direct, and just a little more pep in the step with Jupiter moving direct. Now, before we talk more into that, I just wanted to hop on and say thank you, everyone, for supporting me, because guess what I did this morning? Recorded my 100th episode of this podcast. What? 100 episodes. 2 years I've been working on this podcast, and I recorded this morning with David Wurzel, who was my guest from episode one. Now, a little, you know, we're going to talk about what happened. Where was I 2 years ago? So the podcast was originally called The Hair Healer Podcast. And as you know, my Instagram, The Hair Healer. And I sat down at Capriati Salon with my clients, at least the first 20 episodes, because the pandemic started at episode 20, interview 20. And we talked about their lives. We talked about what we would normally talk about if they sat in my chair. And David had been a couple years, he had been my client, we had become good friends. You know, he's someone who really reflects, and I really appreciated his input in life and in my life. And he had a nonprofit called The First 20. And essentially he teaches first responders spiritual principles and mindset strategies. And so that episode, he came, it was Friday the 13th. I know I've talked about this before if you're a longtime listener, but, and we sat down at the salon after hours and we talked. The episode ended up being like 100, you know, an hour and 20 minutes or something like that. And it was really magical. I couldn't believe I had done it. And so I said it'd be cool to go back and check out my episode, you know, to check back in with David and see where he's at, where I'm at, and kind of reflect a little bit. And so I recorded that episode. Episode 100 is out right now. And David, again, we had such a good talk with him. It is raw. It's honest. We look at a really reflective, deep part in ourselves. And we chat about how we can do that. How can you do that? How can you look at yourself? How can you do self-improvement, self-love? What does that mean? You know, and we talked a lot about non-attachment, the non-attachment theory. How do we view it? How do we play it out in our own lives? You know, the struggles. I did a tiny bit, you know, I've done David's charts through over the pandemic, and we talked a little bit about his chart. We talked about so much. We talked about religion. We talked about spirituality. It's such a good episode. So I want to reflect again. Thank you, everyone who's been on this journey since the very beginning, since it was the Hair Healer Podcast and it was primarily interviews. And again, it's shaped it and shifted. And on my episode at the beginning, David asked me, he said, all right, well, let me ask you, since this is your 100th episode, this is a huge deal. What did you, A, learn about yourself just from doing this? And what did you learn through interviewing other people? And let me tell you, the first thing I learned about myself was that I had determination and that I could accomplish something in spite of virtually having no support. And when I say that, it's just when you start a creative project, obviously the listeners, you guys have been wonderful support, but people are just kind of like, oh, whatever, we'll see, you know, she's doing her thing. And it's not that they're not supportive, it's just not really their vibe, we can say like that. And I have quit everything in my life except for beauty school and doing hair. And I was able to still not quit this in spite of numbers, in spite of not getting where I thought it would be from the very beginning. I still have this determination and passion to keep this going no matter what. And to me, I can't believe that I did that 2 years in a row. That's huge. That's such a confidence booster, you know, again, doing something with virtually no support. You know, again, after my first episode, I thought I was going to take off and I was going to be, you know, the Wonder Queen talk show all over the world. And that's not what happened. But the process has been a beautiful thing. So again, I guess just seeing that I could still have determination no matter what the path looks like. What I gained through other people is part of this journey is to interview people and show people an authentic part of life, right? Authentic conversations, what really people actually go through, who are they? Let people share a part of themselves in a non-judgmental space, and we can all share in that same, you know, the pain. We all have the same trauma, the same pain, the same happy, the same sadness. You know, all those feelings are the same, but we all have different chapters and different versions of it. And I think, again, everyone I interviewed, you know, had something they struggled with. They had something that made them happy. They had something, just variations. And I'm like, wow, you know, they had something they were ashamed of, something. And I thought, wow, if we could just put down, if I could help people be happy with their most authentic self, if I can help people go through life with a more open-minded, less judgmental way, you know, that is the goal of this podcast, the original goal of it, and to share these open stories. So I learned that we're all the same in a lot of ways, and most ways, you know, and we all have something. So whatever you're struggling with, someone else is also struggling. And you might, life might like look perfect for someone on social media or your kids' friends or your friends, whatever it is, but I promise you, because we have this crazy mind, we all have these crazy minds that like to take over. I promise you that we all have the familiar pain and happiness. So definitely check out that episode. And again, 100 episodes. I don't know how I made it. It's been ebbs and flows. I changed the name. Now I do these weekly awakening episodes. You know, I still have the interviews and I'm just letting it flow. I kind of practice non-attachment with this. You know, at times, obviously, I would manifest and want the biggest, greatest things. But as this journey's gone, I've kind of been not attached. You know, when COVID happened, okay, the original format changed. Let me change that. And then this evolved, and then my thought process and my life evolved from that. And so I just, each outcome of this podcast, I just don't apply attachment to it. At least I try not to. So that's definitely some word of advice if you're taking off in your own creative adventures in some way. So, 100 episodes. I hope for you that have been listening from the beginning, the middle, or just starting, that you've watched the improvement and this brings happiness into your daily life. Again, if you want to help me sorry, my sister just texted me and it distracted me. If you want to help me and, you know, looking for a way to, just simply send this to someone, subscribe this, rate and review it, just get this podcast out there and listen to it. And that's the best way you can help me right now as I kind of go around and continue this podcast journey. I hope to get to 300 episodes, and I'm sure we will. All right, so let's talk about this transits. We have this Mercury retrograde, which was, again, a little dynamic. And if you feel like it was more dynamic or less dynamic for your life, look at where your chart is, right? Depending on, some houses are bigger or stronger than other houses, and depending on where that's playing out in your chart, will determine just about how frustrating or upsetting this Mercury retrograde can be. And again, I always say it teaches us detachment, it teaches us patience, it teaches us all kinds of things, but it's still a pain in the ass. And it's a pain in the ass to look at those things. So again, today should be running much smoother for you, just like you got an oil change. Your daily life got an oil change. You know, Mercury kind of rules our daily life, what we do, where we're traveling to, what we're thinking, where are we going day to day. And with Mercury retrograde, it's just like traffic jam, lost my credit card, you know, my phone died, this broke up, kind of like little things like that. So now we're going to be smoothing it along, and also in ways that we're thinking, right? Mercury rules our thinking. We had it in Libra, the sign of balance. We've talked a lot about finding balance between our pleasure, our love, our work, you know, and also balancing out how much love are we giving versus receiving. So I think we have some clarity when Mercury moves direct, kind of that we thought we were going somewhere, something seems stuck, you know, that we finally see the clarity of that redirection. We finally see the clarity of moving forward in something. We find like, aha, I had that mental aha moment. Now I get why it's happening. Oh, now that's the answer to the problem. Oh, that should be the next step. That all feels like Mercury moving direct. So again, it's going to be smooth until the next one comes at the end of the year or beginning of the new year. Hopefully I get better with saying, I don't know how bad I sound, but today I'm kind of aware of my ums. But anyway, let's get back to what else is moving. Jupiter is moving direct. Now, Jupiter has been retrograding and slowly moving back in. It moved, let me calm down a little bit. Jupiter, we had Jupiter and Saturn conjunct in Aquarius. Jupiter started moving ahead, dipped into Pisces, where that's one of its home signs, right? Its home domicile. It's happy. It's a water sign. It's growing, abundance. Jupiter is a sign of growth, and new things were growing. And then all of a sudden, it started retrograding in the middle of July and moving back into Aquarius, where it's a little more restricted and still a Saturn-ruled sign. So all of a sudden, we had this little bit of lack of faith and not sure and really seeing the boundaries of our faith tested and questioned and saying, what is the basis of our faith? Now, we want to go to what Aquarius rules in your chart. Aquarius rules my sixth house, which is the house of work. It's not necessarily always the best house, serving others as well as health, various things. And I talked to, because Saturn's in there right now, and I almost had the last few months is sort of like lack of faith in the direction I'm going with work. Again, I talked about it on last week's episode, but there was like this sense of confusion. And I was really looking at what is my belief system with my path in life, you know, and how is that so deeply tied into how I work day to day. And so I really had to reflect. And again, there's this sense of, I just don't have faith. Things to be slowing down. Things seem to be restricted, especially being in the Saturn sign with Saturn. All of a sudden, as it started to station and move direct, because with the retrograde, we had a revision. We had a rethought, again, rethinking things around how we're growing in the world of faith, love, happiness, abundance, you know, kind of all those good Jupiterian feelings. And now it's moving back into Pisces. What does that mean at the end of December? I really think as a worldly demographic, as a worldly lookout, I don't know if I'm using the right words there. As a worldly lookout, what we can see is a sense of happiness, a sense of belief that, oh my God, COVID is passing. COVID is moving. Not just COVID, but that's a worldly thing we're going through. But like all of a sudden when that happened, numbers skyrocketed again here in the United States and everyone had this sense of nothing is ending. Like, where is my faith? Nothing. This is not ending. And I think on a worldly thing, we're going to see us actually grow again. We're going to see a step into this new world. And that's going to be big. And on a personal level, again, wherever Pisces is ruling, you're going to probably see some new growth there. You're going to see some new growth, some new abundance, some new happiness, and a new sense of faith. Again, growth, success, all those things are coming and they're going to be watering. And again, being in the end sign, starting to rebirth into Aries eventually after that year, we will see these being baby steps of faith, baby steps of life, baby steps, Jupiterian steps, and then we're headed to a new cycle. A new cycle, a new belief. So I'm really excited. I think we can all kind of feel that in today and really welcoming that clarity. Sorry if I felt like I went on a little bit tangent there, like, hello, Mercury, can't be perfect because there's that post-shadow phase, but I don't really pay that much attention to it. It's hard enough to pay attention to just Mercury being in retrograde for 3 weeks. Now I want to talk about this full moon that is coming in on the 20th in Aries. So again, I just talked about we're having a rebirth. When planets move direct, it's almost like, how can I describe it? Because I was trying to think of a perfect way. When a planet is going and then it stops and it appears to be moving backwards, all of a sudden everything is shaken up so we can rethink about it. We can have a revision. We can have a second chance. We can almost figure things out. It's kind of like we're stuck in this mind tornado or this life tornado. And then when it moves directs, it kind of whoop and spits us back out. Only this time we are redirected back onto the path we're supposed to be. And so again, we had Saturn, Mercury, and Jupiter all direct now after being retrograde. With that, a full moon in Aries. This full moon is going to be opposite Mars and square to Pluto. And so I think we can see that final bit of shadow work coming out in those areas of our life, you know, that Jupiter, Mercury, and Aquarius are all in. And I think that we're going to see a special, how am I looking at it here? We're going to see, not special, I guess, because it's not very easy, but we're going to see a different side of our shadows, and especially around desires. And what will we do, you know, to play into those desires? Do we have control over those desires? Do we let them rule our life? Do we not desire things enough? Do we not desire ourselves enough? And again, with Mars and Pluto in that action, you can expect to be very, very powerful, very dominant, and almost have an underworldly kind of dark tone to the flavors and the full moon, you know, in Aries, but a sense of drive. And we look at our shadows, it's important to step back and say, first of all, you're not your shadows. Oftentimes our shadows are something in the past or something that creeps up. It's an energy in us. It's something that can be separate from our soul, right? It's our ego. We're going to see a lot of ego stuff with Pluto and Mars and the full moon in Aries. So it is our ego. And at one point, you know, our ego does serve us. There's good true ego. But at one point, our ego is how we survive. That's how we survived as children, how we survived, you know, really hard times is our ego. And part of that is desire. Am I desired? Am I desiring? And those temptations, almost like the seven deadly sins. How are we acting out on the seven deadly sins? Are we too vain? Are we, you know, wanting sex too much? Are we craving money too much? We can see that in the full moon. And it might be obvious in our daily life or all of a sudden, bam, a lesson in ourselves. You know, we act out in some way or someone, you know, shows us a reflection of ourselves and we say, oh, shit. There's that piece she was talking about. There's one of those seven deadly sins and how I act on it. So let me just reflect on that deeply. Stay in that space because it's uncomfortable. Remember, it's super uncomfortable to stay in that space of when you're looking at your shadows. But know that that is important to let it go. Sit it with it. Write it. Say, hey, I don't like when I'm seeking attention in this way. And then burn it. Let it go. Reflect on what the deeper issue. Why do you seek attention that way? And let that go. We can't live in those shadows, but we also have to accept the shadows, look at the shadows, understand the shadows to grow from that because we grow from darkness. Where do we lack confidence? And where are we in the ego danger zone? Those are going to be two big things with those that's going to be shown to us. And with that, we can always have a rebirth. You know, there's going to be a rebirth in some sort of way this week. And every day, every moment is honestly a rebirth. But this is going to be a really powerful one. And this is also, if you've been having trouble letting something go, a person, place, thing, habit, whatever it is, this is the powerful full moon to let that shit go. This is going to be like you're going to have the strength, the willpower. Maybe you'll finally see that final lesson that brought you the most pain that you're like, all right, hands are clean. I'm letting the shit go. It's not bothering me anymore. I am done. Almost like the rock bottom of letting go. We're going to feel that with this full moon. And it's going to be, again, a beautiful new rebirth. And we're going to grow from that with Jupiter moving direct now, with our minds moving direct, so much moving direct. So trust this rebirth. Trust what's being shown to you to let go of and just go with it. And also, this is going to be a good way with Jupiter, you know, with Jupiter retrograde, we saw our old patterns in our belief systems, whether that be faith, our belief in ourselves, our belief in our family, whatever it is. And now it's moving direct and we're ready to let go of those patterns. So look at those patterns and say, which ones am I really ready to move beyond that no longer serve me? And how can I change my belief system? It's going to take work. Think about it. It's going to take that drive, that determination that Mars has, but it is worth it. And again, check out that episode I did with David Wurzel yesterday, episode 100, because we talk so much about this just in depth. How do we let go of our patterns? How do we find self-love? How do we develop? How do we stay in those emotional places? And that's the key to growth and to moving on in life and to becoming a better version of yourself is to sit in those uncomfortable emotions. That's the worst. It feels like it's going to kill us. It doesn't kill us, but it feels like it does. I know what that feels. Almost the chest is going to explode with anxiety, whatever it is. But stay in that uncomfortable zone. Stay in the gray zone. Stay. Whew. Again, sorry if I rambled on a little bit there. Again, I probably say that at every episode, but those of you that listen, you love me anyway, even when I ramble. You get my Mercury ramble. Again, I want accomplishment overload today. Just got so much done. Bam, 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 bam. My ADHD mind is like, whoa, Colleen, you need a break. You can't even talk or think right. So I hope everyone is feeling renewed. Again, there might be a final little hiccup on Wednesday, but trust in that letting go process. Trust in sitting in the emotion. Don't stir it away. Don't push it away. And dig into that new faith. Find that new faith this week. Do something that feels full of faith, or talk to someone who will give you a faithful conversation or make you believe in faith. Episode 100, we'll definitely do that with David. I mean, that man is so full of faith. So thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful week. I love you all. Thank you for your support. Check me out on Facebook, Colleen Dixon, Instagram, at the Hair Healer 1111. I haven't changed it yet. I want to make a post to change it. And The Hair Healer Podcast at yahoo.com. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day.